This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Greg Schott back with you at Memorial Stadium. It is 31-14. Nebraska with a lead at the half over the Fighting Illini. We're delighted to be joined, as we are each and every week, by the University of Nebraska Interim President Jim Leonard. Good to see you, Jim. You enjoy that first half?
Great first half. It's wonderful to be here on homecoming.
Yeah.
Celebrating 125 years of Nebraska football.
And you brought a special guest with you tonight from the Rural Futures Institute. I'm going to allow you to do the introduction here.
Yes. You know, the university has an enormous commitment to rural Nebraska, in part through our presence and extension in 93 counties. But a few years ago, we decided to bring full force to our efforts by recruiting Chuck Schroeder, who's the executive director of the Rural Futures Institute. And he's here today to talk to you about some of its activities.
Chuck, welcome up here to the booth tonight. You've got a very important job ahead of you. Can you talk about the vision you have for what the Rural Futures Institute wants to get accomplished?
Absolutely, Greg, and thank you. You know, for a Nebraska ranch kid, this is a very exciting privilege for me to be working with Nebraskans across the state and honestly across the country to help rethink rural life in the 21st century. Our objective is to encourage rural communities that can be a best choice for young people who are looking for a place to launch their careers, build their families, and invest themselves in a community where they can really make a difference. The vision for the Rural Futures Institute is pretty bold. It is the vision to be the best in the world at helping to build both community capacity as well as the confidence of rural people to pursue the future that they prefer for themselves, their families, and their communities. It's a very comprehensive effort, certainly the biggest effort in my lifetime, to try to change the trajectory for rural people. The fundamental principle here is that we are working across the four main University of Nebraska campuses, as well as the College of Technical Agriculture out at Curtis, bringing together faculty and students with community leaders, business leaders, policymakers, and others to try to make a difference for our rural communities.
Talk about why it's vital that we have good, strong rural communities in Nebraska and across the country.
Well, when we look at Nebraska, we have to recognize that we are a very rural state. Of 530 towns and cities in this state, 94% of them have populations under 5,000, whole bunch of them under 500. So in terms of population density, we're 47th out of the 50 states. But the thing is, we want to remember that our rural communities in Nebraska also generate over $250,000 jobs. Over $5 billion in proprietor income. $1.4 billion of that is non-farm businesses. So the strength and vitality of our rural communities has much to do with the vitality of the state. And by the way, those same factors make rural communities important across the nation and, I would argue, around the world.
Well, it sounds like there are a lot of opportunities to make an impact in rural communities. Can you share a few of the areas that you're focusing on and maybe some projects you're working on?
Sure. We are trying to be in a position to address a very broad range of issues, including job creation and entrepreneurship, leadership, healthcare systems, education, broadband access, quality of life issues. Every community has a unique set of challenges and a unique set of circumstances, but Nebraska, I'm proud to say, is home to some remarkable communities where progressive, innovative leaders are demonstrating every day that you can live abundant, high-quality lives in rural places, and we're trying to learn with and from them as we're into this process. So since our official beginning in 2013, the Rural Futures Institute has initiated over two dozen grant-funded projects that involve faculty, students, nonprofit organizations, government agencies, and more than 70 communities to address some real-world issues and opportunities. A great example is our service learning project that we've done in seven rural Nebraska communities over the last couple of years. We have undergraduate students with a little training going to a place they've never been, working with people they've never met, and doing what's necessary to achieve an objective that matters to that community. I'm happy to say the results in every case have been a problem was solved, some powerful mentoring relationships were established, and we have folks in the community asking, could you just send those kids back next summer? We just fell in love with them. So we have some great young leaders and some first-rate citizens coming out of that program.
Well, that's exciting. Chuck, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you, Greg.
Jim, you got a dynamic leader here in this area.
We do. I think history is going to show that Chuck Schroeder and the Rural Futures Institute is going to transform rural Nebraska.
Yeah. Let's talk about what you got cooked up for next week.
Well, the other thing that's critical for us is that we have an adequate workforce of engineers. And we're fortunate at the next game to have Dean Timway join us, who heads the UNL College of Engineering, that has presence in both Lincoln and Omaha, and is working strong to make sure we have enough engineers for all these great companies that are going to form in Nebraska.
Good. We'll look forward to that. Jim, Chuck, good to see you both. Enjoy the second half.
Thank you much.
31-14, Huskers will lead at the half. Matt Cotney will check that scoreboard for you coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.